Let us pray. O Lord of life and Lent, have mercy and hear the prayer of your would-be child, your prodigal who would once again like to bargain his way back home. Look with mercy upon and pardon both my real sin and my sort of repentance. For there is in me a confidence, a pride, I don't know where it comes from, but when I see it in the mirror, it has my face to it. I tell myself that it must come from you, for you have made me what I am. My birth and my rebirth, my membership in my family and in yours, nurtured in the faith by faithful parents, led to a life of devotion to you and of following your call to the ends of the earth. I have loved your friends and hated your enemies. All this you have given me. Should I be ashamed of that? Should I not rather be confident of your love for me, proven in my own flesh, in my own life story, in who I have been, in who I am? I am confident, Lord. I am, but I don't want to be. I now see it for what it is, this confidence of mine. No, I smell it for what it is, and it is crap. The word tastes as bad in my mouth as this foul confidence stinks in my nostrils. It smells of waste, of good things overindulged in. It smells of a gluttony of your generous gifts, and it smells of corruption, of sweet and savory delights hoarded, neither stored properly nor shared freely, hoarded and so spoiled, now rancid, now rotted. I have befouled the good heritage you have blessed me with. I have squandered the riches of my fathers, and I have convinced myself and even a few others around me that this self-confidence stench is actually the fragrance of devotion and piety. How do I know this? How have I come to smell it for what it really is? Because you have made yourself known to me. Revealing yourself to me in my Lord Jesus Christ, you have also taught me what salvation and hope and faith and confidence really smell like. A fragrance from life to life. The sweet smell of the knowledge of Jesus. So wash me, scour me, disinfect me, cleanse me of this filthy confidence within me, that would use the very things you have blessed me with to barter with you, to boast before you. Wash it away forever, and douse me, soak me, marinate me, stew me if need be, in the confidence that is mine in Christ Jesus. Because confidence is not my only problem. There grows deep within me a malignant, invasive kind of thing that appears at first to be the very proof of growth and vitality. Since it is within me, how could it not be natural? Since it is part of me, how can I not nurture it? How can growth not be good? How can this thing that feels so right not be righteous? I measure this growth with the measure of your law, and it is impressive from certain angles, when the light is not so good, and no one else is looking, and my own eyes are tightly shut. In the light of the Lord Jesus Christ, this too appears in its true nature. It is a deadly growth. It is the growth of the power of death within me. No righteousness at all, not before you, not before anyone. Open me up and expose this tumor of self-righteousness, this conquering growth that will not stop until it possesses me whole, heart and mind, thought and deed, this leech on my soul that will not be satisfied until the last drop of life is sucked from me. Rip it out, kill it dead, bury it deep, and let it never rise again. But let shine on me the light of life. Bombard me with the power of the resurrection of Christ my Lord, and let me know righteousness in him. Let all self-confidence, all self-righteousness, all self be put to death in his death. And let me rise a true son, wholly united to the true son, finding all hope in him, finding all confidence in him, entrusting my fate to him, and let me live in him. Lord, it is day 19 of my Lenten journey. I can see the halfway mark on the next rise, but I'm not even close yet to hitting the wall of this Lenten marathon. I have run this course before, and still I run, not like a trained athlete, but like a naive first-timer. I listen to myself talk, no, to myself pray, and it sounds pretty good. I think I'm getting it right this time. I'm pretty confident of that. It's what I want. I mean it. And I think this desire of mine will this time carry me across the finish line. How I like the feeling of zeal, O Lord. I like how alive I feel when I'm zealous about something. I like how simple life becomes when my zeal takes control. I'm focused. My eyes are on the goal. All my energies are devoted to achieving this one thing. It's all that matters. The problem, as you know well, my Lord, is that what I just said could equally well describe idolatry, or hatred, or obsession, addiction, greed, lust, self. It always comes back to self. How often has my zeal turned out to be striving for my goals, not yours, a running of my race toward my goal to gain my prize? How often has my zeal been a tool, a weapon of unrighteousness, a bane, not a blessing for your church, not a building up, but a tearing down? Persecution? Well, that's a big imperial sort of word. Still, what can an outsider do? What can the whole world do that hurts as much and as cruelly as the wound inflicted by a brother? Save your church from my zeal. Save your child from his zeal. Bind this wild and uncontrolled passion of mine. Constrain it with the love of Christ. Discipline it with your strong fatherly hand. Direct it with your voice. And let me press on. Lord, the past haunts me and the future frightens me. If I can never be free from what lies behind, what hope do I have of ever finishing the course? If I am racing into the darkness, how can my end be anything but destruction? I know I have not yet made it. I am not yet at the goal, and I can't even trust myself to measure my progress. But you have brought me back onto the course of righteousness. You have become my way, and you are my goal. Let me believe that this Lent, O Lord. Let me trust your word that you have forgiven, and let me forget what lies behind. Reach down out of heaven and raise my chin up so that I can see where I'm running, see again the destination you have set before me. Rekindle in me a holy zeal, a zeal that is the very presence in me of your energizing spirit. I beg you, O Lord, do not let me wake up on day 40 and find that I am right where I started, or two steps back. I know I have no right to ask for anything. I am the prodigal squanderer of everything you've ever given me. I am the empowered pew potato, your devoted vegetable. But make that too what lies behind me. Make me a new creation. Fill me with your confidence, your righteousness, your zeal. Let me reach the goal. Let me make the prize my own, for you have made me your own. Dear Lord, Amen.